Welcome to the Bronxstone Podcast.
So today I've got 4 Year 6 boys with me who are going to talk about their learning. So who are you boys?
Ronnie,
Dylan,
Kian. Oh, brilliant. And they brought their books with them because they're going to talk about some learning they did during our Black History Week, which you found quite exciting, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to start? Okay. Kian.
So Araminta Rose was born in 1822 in Dorchester County, Maryland. She was born into slavery as a young girl.
When Harriet got hit in the head, it struck an idea, making her escape and rescue slaves.
I really enjoyed about learning about Harriet Tubman. Her life was so interesting.
When Harriet Tubman escaped in about 1844, she married a free African-American called John Tubman.
Okay. Right, so you've all read a little bit out about your learning. So can you tell me, why do you think we're learning about Harriet Tubman in school? Why is she important?
Because Black history is like a very important aspect in like history.
Yeah, do you think it's important that we should learn it at school?
Yeah, because like younger kids might not understand it and stuff like that.
Okay.
I think it's really important because, like, sometimes we don't, like, really respect, like, all of the other people.
Yeah, and it's really important that we learn from the past, isn't it?
Yeah.
And respect those inspirational people. Did you learn about anybody else that was inspirational last week?
No, not really, no.
So it was all around Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
And she did the escape route, didn't she?
Underground railway.
And she helped lots of slaves escape. Can anyone tell me a little bit more about that? What did she do? Did she escape herself first?
Yeah, she escaped herself first. And then she kept on going under there to save other slaves because she didn't want like anyone to be slaves.
That's it, and she kept going back, didn't she, to get other people. So what word would you describe Harriet Tubman as?
Heroic.
Brave.
Fearless.
Legendary.
That's really good, isn't it? Can you think of anybody that you know is a little bit like Harriet Tubman in your own lives?
My mum.
Your mum, why is that, Dylan?
Because she's just like always there.
She's always there, yeah, and you know that she would come back for you, wouldn't she? Anybody else?
My mum and dad, because they're always like supporting me and cheering me on.
Yeah, brilliant. Any of you two?
No.
So you can't think of anybody. But I think that, you know, it's those inspirational historical characters, isn't it? Last year we learned about Walter Tull, didn't we?
Yeah.
Can you remember anything about him?
Yeah, he fought in World War One and was the first black person to ever become like a military leader.
Yeah, he was. And he almost got lost in history, didn't he? Because we didn't really know about him until we did all our research. So do you enjoy researching your history?
Yeah.
What do you use? What do you use in class to help you?
iPads.
Yeah. Or like paper with like written information on
it. iPads, and then Miss Emptage sometimes questionnaires so other people can get some ideas.
Good, so you sort of like magpie off each other, get those really good ideas, which is really good, isn't it? So in at Bronxstone we use like our epistemic wheel, don't we?
Yeah.
So what disciplines do you think you learnt or used in sort of like learning about Walter Tull and Harriet Tubman?
History and philosophy.
Yeah, why philosophy?
Because like you learn about like people's lives and stuff.
Yeah, and knowing what's right and wrong and the morals. Yeah. Do you think what Harriet Tubman was right?
Yeah. If she didn't do that, then slavery might still exist.
Yeah, brilliant. So we're learning that, so that sort of like those disciplines help us. What other skills does a historian have?
They need to know like where it is, your geography.
Yeah, so you've got the other discipline of geography. If we just concentrate on historian, what other skills does a historian have? What do they have to be like?
Observation.
Observe the past, look at lots of different evidence. What evidence do you think historians have to use?
A lot of past written evidence. Because they didn't have technology back then.
Yeah.
Because they have to, like, research loads of things first, because if one thing's different and all the rest are the same, you know that one's, like, fake or real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it's that historical bias, isn't it? Because we can't go back in time.
No.
We don't know, and we can't meet Harriet Tubman. So we're reliant on other people, aren't we, for their evidence. Well, boys, I think we've had a really nice little chat there. Have you enjoyed this first podcast at Bromstone?
Yeah.
So you're going to say goodbye to everybody. So it's goodbye from...
Ollie.
Ronnie.
Dylan.
Kian.
All right. And next time, who knows what we're going to be talking about. Okay, thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.